Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship-building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining On Air with Russell Hotels. Hope all is well. Hope you had a great weekend. Today is Tuesday. Guess what? It's Taco Tuesday, right? So I can't wait to eat tacos tonight. That's a staple at the house. So, and everyone that listens knows that, but I just have to keep repeating it if that's okay. So hope everything is going well. It's a beautiful day in Southern California. Sherman Oaks, live from Sherman Oaks at the LA Talk radio station. Took me about 20 minutes to get in today. No traffic. Thank God that the fires are done. So that was one thing that kept me from coming out here. And last week, I was, for people that listened in or watched or tuned in or however you want to put it, I was actually doing the show from my home because of the fire that was going on in the Sepulveda Basin, which is right below where the Getty Center is, the museum. So that fire has been put out, and now I was able to come because I didn't want to get caught either in traffic coming here or in traffic coming back. One of the two. I didn't want to get caught up in the traffic. So, but anyway, hopefully that's all done for now, and we don't have any more fire, so that would be a good thing. So other than that, it's been a busy week for me. God, it's only Tuesday. It's been a busy week, right? So there's always something going on. I was just in Blythe. You know, it's funny. The last two times I've been in Blythe were for funeral services, right? And yesterday was no exception. I was there Sunday and yesterday. So I was there services for a cousin, Beverly Carter. So my prayers and condolences again go out to Victor and the family. It was good to see everybody yesterday. That's one thing about funerals, they become reunions, right? So is it a good thing? No, but it's always good to see people, right? Everybody come to pay their respects to the loved one that have passed on, and it becomes a reunion. So, you know, after the services are done, you get to, you know, see your family that you hadn't seen in a long time. So if there's anything good about someone, you know, having a funeral, it's always the after event, you know, after the repast is what we call it. So, but anyway, so that's it. So it's enough of that. But anyway, I just want to say hello to everybody, even if we have some new listeners. I think I have maybe one new viewer today, something like that. So it's always good to have one, right? Today we're going to have a guest. He's not here. He's going to be calling in, and that's Mr. Dave Dugo. He's going to be calling in about 1:05. I'm going to put him on hold, and then we're going to introduce him in a little while. So he's going to come in at 1:05, so I'm going to have to be looking at the screen to see when he comes in. But you won't be able to hear him until I unmute him. So he's with the guest book, and you can actually see the sign right there, the guest book. And we're going to find out what the heck the guest book is and all that stuff. In fact, I think he was just calling in, but now it stopped. I'm not sure what that was all about. Oh, here it is. I believe that's it. So Dave is there, but Dave has been muted, so he's going to hold on until I introduce him. So, but he's there, okay? In fact, this is what I did. So for the people that are on Facebook Live, you can actually see a picture of Dave. So when I get him on the phone, I'll turn it back to the guest book, right? So you guys will know exactly what company he's representing. But in the meantime, we can talk to Dave, or you can see a picture of Dave. So anyway, industry news. I know I'm wasting time here. So I want to get to Dave. He's chomping at the bit to be on the show. So what was I saying? Oh, I'm not even prepared here. Industry news. You know, I always talk about hotel related stuff or, you know, CVB related stuff. But today I'm going to talk about transportation. I was looking at lodging publication, and it just, you know, I was looking for different topics to kind of cover under industry news. So I came up with this thing. It was like 4 hotel transportation trends. And the first, number one is first and last impressions matter. Guests have high expectations when it comes to transportation. And that's transportation from to and from the airport. That's, you know, maybe to some, activities in the area, points of interest, things like that. But a guest, regardless, if it's transportation, even if it's not related to the hotel, they will put that on a guest comment card, right? And it may not have anything to do with the hotel, but it's transportation from the hotel or to the hotel. You know, they're going to make a comment about that. So guests have high expectation when it comes to transportation. It's highlighted in scores, feedback, and on social media. So if you have a good experience, they're going to talk about it. If you have a bad experience, they're going to talk about it, okay? So that's what social media is all about. It's about voicing your opinion, either good or bad, when it comes to transportation. So just make sure this is for hotels or DMCs or transportation companies or whoever, you know, that this applies to. You want to make sure you're providing a great service, bottom line, because people will give you feedback. Even if the hotel is a contracted basis, you're still, if I'm the Russell Hotel and I have XYZ transportation company, you know, who are they going to go after? Who are they going to make the comments to? More than likely, they're going to make it to Russell Hotels, right? So always make sure, regardless if it's your own internal transportation company or internal transportation, meaning you own the vehicles, you own or you hire the employees, or you contract it out, it's still going to come back to the hotel. So just be mindful of that. Electric vehicle, number two, electric vehicle adoption is growing. So adapting to electric vehicles. So people are conscious of you know, what's green and things like that. So if you're, you know, updating your fleet of vehicles, why not, include some electric vehicles or things that aren't using gas or, you know, things that aren't as pollutant as, you know, some of these, you know, gas guzzling vans and buses that we see around LAX. You know, I'm in LA, so I'm using LAX as a reference point. So they look at that stuff and they will make comments about, hey, you know, I appreciate, you know, you're going green and you're using electric vehicles and things like that. So if you are updating hotels, if you are updating your fleet, your small fleets, your vans and things like that, why not throw in an electric one or maybe a hybrid or something like that? Something to improve the environment, because we definitely need that, especially here in LA. There's a need to stay ahead of guest expectations, especially when it's in regards to guest preferences and environmental sustainability. This is somebody wrote this. I didn't write this. Okay. I got this from somebody. Okay. Number three, guest convenience is key. In strong hospitality markets, guests continue to see the value in having their own vehicles available to explore on their own schedules. So that's true, right? So not everybody's going to use your transportation, but if they do, you want to make sure, you know, it's on point. But, you know, a lot of, you know, guests nowadays, they will bring their own cars in because they want to go to points of interest. They want to be on their own schedule. They don't want to be, you know, on the schedule of the hotel shuttle, because, you know, hotel shuttle, only they leave
on the hour, and there may be 20 other people on the shuttle. You may only want to be on, you know, you may only want to be the only one on there. So you get your own transportation, right? So that's up to the guests. But if you are having, you know, guests on your shuttle, you want to make sure that, you know, I already said this before, but you want to make sure everything's on point. Luxury transportation is increasing. More VIP transportation vehicles, typically luxury class SUVs, driving premium guests to within a limited radius, often within 10 minutes of the property to key destinations or airport pickup and drop-offs. The overall guest experience is enhanced by this personalized transportation service. So if you're doing transportation, yeah, can you make it personal? Can you make sure there's water in the vehicle or snacks and things like that, especially if you're going to, like I said, not necessarily just to the airport, but maybe even to the airport. If it's hot outside, or if it's cold, maybe hot chocolate, maybe coffee, things like that. I mean, those are things that kind of personalize the service. It's not just, okay, get on, throw your bags on, drop you off and leave, right? It's the little things that mean a big difference when it comes to transportation. If you get there on time, that's great, right? But what if you got there on time and you had some water, or you had some coffee or a little snack and things like that? Just saying, just asking, right? So this leads me to something else. Now, we know at LAX last week, Uber and Lyft started their own. LAX set up a separate parking lot outside of Terminal 1. And I'm not sure if everybody's even familiar with that, but it's next to the Southwest Airline Terminal. Okay, so if that's as a reference. So they set this up, but I guess it's only had, like, say, one lane to pick up people. And this comes from people that have been there. I haven't been there yet. I haven't flown out since they started this last week. So people have been complaining that it's been from 50-minute wait to two-hour wait. Okay, as of, like I said, as of when they first started, they only had one lane open. So there's hundreds of people waiting for a car, a Lyft or an Uber. Okay, you call your car and there's a just picture a line of people waiting, and there's one lane of cars coming, and you're trying to figure out which car is yours and all this kind of stuff. Hundreds of people, from what I understand. So now LAX, I guess they saw this, and now they are opening up two other lanes. So now they're going to have three lanes, and this is going to start, and I wrote this down somewhere. It's going to start tomorrow, Wednesday. I think like 3 o'clock in the morning, Wednesday. I think that's how it works, but it's tomorrow. So look for that, and maybe that will alleviate some of the issues that have been going on. I hope so, because like I said, I'm going to be flying soon, and I don't want to get caught up in all this mess, okay? So hopefully LAX is doing that. Check Twitter for LAX. It's at @FlyLAXAirport. So if you follow, or if you're on Twitter and you're flying into LAX or flying out of LAX, they put out some good information. As far as it's called LAXIT. That's where you find the transportation to get out of it. Because remember, before you had curbside service. You would come out, you have your bags, you come out, you get in your, you go up to the top floor, I believe, Terminal 5 or whatever, and then that's where they were picking up ride shares or Ubers and Lyfts. Well, now you cannot come, Uber and Lyft cannot come back into the airport. And taxi cabs can't either. So all that transportation has been eliminated. So you actually have to take a shuttle or walk from the terminal that you're in. If that's Terminal 7, you have to walk to this LAX exit parking lot, which is, like I said, it's within walking distance of Terminal 1, which is the Southwest Airline Terminal. So you have to go there, and that's where you pick up Lyft, Uber, or a taxi cab. I just want to make sure that you understand what I'm saying. Okay. Contact information. How do you get a hold of Russell Hotels? Who is this Russell Hotels guy? And why does he think he knows everything about hotels? Well, I don't think I know everything about hotels, but I know enough to have a show, right? So there we go. I just took a little drink of water. For people that can't see me, contact information, russell@russellofhotels.com is my email address. Twitter, I'm at Russell of Hotels. Instagram, Russell of Hotels. LinkedIn, Russell L. Edmond. Facebook, two pages, Russell L. Edman and Russell of Hotels. And I have a website, and it has my contact information. You can call me if you have any questions at all. That's russellofhotels.com. And I update it all the time. So past trips that I've taken, hotels I've stayed in, or hotels that I've done site tours, things like that, they're on that too. Food that I've eaten, it's there as well. Show is a live show. So today is Tuesday at 1 o'clock, right? Well, actually it's 1:15 now, but this is a live show. So I'm talking to you live if you happen to be listening or watching, but after the show's over, it goes on to become a podcast. So wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, you can go check out On Air with Russell of Hotels, and I'll be there. So if you're in Europe, if you're in China, if you're in Blythe, you can you can listen to me, okay? Or you can go in live or archives at latalkradio.com. So if you go to latalkradio.com, I'm there as well. So what does the Russell of Hotels group do? What do I do? What do I stand for? Did I skip something? Oh, okay. Let me back up. I'm sorry. I missed something. Sponsorship opportunities. As you can see, Dave Dugal is here, and Dave Dugal represents the guest book, right? And we're going to find out what the guest book is. And I have lots of questions for Dave, so he's going to be ready. But if you didn't know what the guest book was, or you wanted to do, I'm going off if you want to do sponsorship, your name would appear just like that one. So everyone sees that I'm talking about it. And then after this is over, I put the same video from Facebook Live onto LinkedIn, onto Twitter, onto Instagram TV, IGTV, everything, every social media outlet that I can put this video on. I put on YouTube. It all goes on that as well, right? So tons of people are going to see it. So if you want to, you know, sponsorship opportunities and things like that, you know, run special promos, career opportunities, advertising for your brand, you know, just something to get you noticed. It's something that a little different than what you've been doing in the past, because maybe something in the past, it's not working. So maybe you want to check out Russell of Hotels show and, you know, On Air with Russell of Hotels, and maybe you may get over that hump, if you will, because I'll talk up your company, right? So if you're on, you can come on and do the show with me. And then the next week I'll do it again. You won't be here, but your information will still be here, just like it's right here for the guest book. So who listens to it? A lot of people. 50-50. I'll say 50 people, 50% hospitality people. And that can be hotel, that can be CVB, that can be transportation people, DMCs, CVBs, XYZs, you know, all that stuff. And then you got people that actually buy the services. They stay at your hotel. They need transportation. They need meetings. They need all this stuff. So those are the people that listen to the show or watch the show. So 50% hospitality people, 50% buyers, people that actually want to buy your product or your service. Who are my feeder cities? Feeder city is basically who listens, you know, primarily which cities, which people in certain cities listen to the show. One is LA, of course, because I'm in LA. Two is Orange County, and that's all of Orange County. I can't, you know, differentiate cities within Orange County. And then Chicago and New York. So those are people that are listening to the show. And then I've had people as far as the Bahamas that listen, going to the Caribbean, and then as far as the Philippines, you know, going into the Pacific. So, and then people in Europe are starting to listen to it as well. You know, it's funny when you come across people at different trade shows and things like that, you tell them what you do and tell them some of the things that you do. They say, oh, I'm going to listen to it. And they send me little emails and notes that say, hey, listen to your show, blah, 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 blah. So I got people in the UK that listen to it as well. So, meaning the reach is getting a lot larger than it was when I first started the show back in January. So things are getting a lot better. What is the Russell of Hotels group? That means, what do I do? So I do a couple different things. Business development is one, but you know what? I do business development. I just did a new partnership with Broughton Hotels. This was like last week, I think I announced it. So I'm only doing them exclusively. So I'm not doing any other management companies. So Broughton is who I'm representing when it comes to business development for management contract. So they're looking to expand. They have 15 hotels now, and so they're looking to expand their portfolio of hotels. So I'm assisting them with doing that. But I'm only assisting Broughton Hotels with doing that. So just so you know, that's how that one works. Hotel site selection. My job is to assist companies and organizations with finding hotels for their meetings and things like that. Now, meeting is considered meeting, or I'm able to help you 10 rooms or more. So that's considered a group. Okay. So 10 rooms or more is considered a group. So it can go 10 to 5,000 rooms if that's what you need. My job is to find the right city, destination, hotels for your specific group. If you need food and beverage, you need all that, it's a one-stop shop. Just call Russell and Russell will make it happen. So Russell of Hotels. So that's another thing that I do. Digital marketing, help you build your presence, help you stay relevant. I mean, there's a lot of hotels out there that they think they do it right, but guess what? You know, posting things once every 2 weeks is not being relevant and it's not putting stuff in front of people, okay? You have to be consistent. When it comes to social media presence, you have to be consistent. Just like with life, I mean, you got to be consistent with everything, right? So you have to show up, right? So same thing. You got to show up on social media. You can't just do it once in a while. You have to be consistent. Do it on a consistent basis. So I can help you with that. And I'm a radio show host. I interview today's hospitality professionals, and today would be no exception because I'm going to interview Dave Dugo in a couple minutes. Who's on blast? Now, on blast means what people do I want on the show? You know, these are people that I admire within the industry that I like for the most part. And some of them I may not like. I just want them on the show. Or maybe some of them I don't even know, and I just want them on the show. Okay. But no, most of the people I do know. But that doesn't matter. If I don't know you, you want to be on the show, just let me know. Brian Churchill, you're on blast. He's VP with LA Tourism. Carol Motley, a.k.a. C-Mott. She's on blast. She's director of convention sales with Destination DC. Luis Torres, Universal Studios. Now, Luis has been on here for a minute, and him or people in his camp have not even contacted me. So I'm a bit concerned, Luis. Give me a call. Stephanie Corsino, Hong Kong Tourism. She used to be a sales manager with the Garland Hotel in North Hollywood. So that's how I know her. So Stephanie Corsino, she's now with Hong Kong Tourism. You're on blast, lady. Sam Thompson and Matt Diamond, Sync Meeting Management. You're on, you know, going to do it. And then he kind of ghosted me. All of a sudden, I don't hear from him. What is this all about, Sam? Come on, let's do it. No, he didn't ghost. I'm just joking. I had to laugh about something. Okay, let me clear my throat because we're going to introduce today's guest. Introduction of today's guest, Mr. Dave Dugo. Now, I've known Dave for some years now, right? So he used to work with Broughton Hotels, right? He was, I want to say, vice president of sales and marketing, vice president of marketing. So Dave is like the expert on when it comes to social media, getting your name, being relevant, okay? Dave is like the expert on digital marketing and things like that. So I've learned a lot from him just by listening to him and just by some of the things that he's done. He probably doesn't even know that. But before that, in a former life, he was a former restaurant concept developer. He was the owner of a restaurant in downtown L.A. by the name of Redwood Bar and Grill. Huge Dodger fan and USC fan. With him, sustainability is important. Connection. Now, check this out. Now listen to this. Connection. That's what it's all about. This is Dave saying this, okay? This is a quote from him. Connecting people and ideas, finding and fixing loose ends, the lost strands and the wayward dots. Whether it's operating a boutique hotel, stamping my passport, or helping the community, I am committed to creating a more connected and compassionate world. That's Dave Dugo. That's the Dave Dugo that I know, and that's the one I'm about to introduce. So coming to the mic, Mr. Dave Dugo, welcome to the On Air with Russell of Hotel Show. Mr. Dugo, are you there?
What's up, Ross? How you doing?
I'm doing well. You didn't get bored by, you know, you sitting here waiting and listening to me, did you?
No, absolutely not, man. That was like the Flavor Flav of Hype Man introduction. Like, I appreciate it.
Okay, I can see where this is going. Well, anyway, how are you doing? How you been? I mean, I thank you so much for agreeing to come on the show.
Oh, man, anytime for you, Russ. Anytime. No, it's good. Everything is good. Everything is well. Thanks for asking.
Okay. Now, Dave is now the director of sales for the guest book. Now, and some people are listening, twiddling their thumbs and shaking their head, like, what is the guest book? So can you explain what the guest book is?
Yeah, buddy. Thanks again for the time. I really appreciate it. Enjoy the show. Love your past guests. But yeah, absolutely. You know, the guest book is an amazing platform for independent and boutique hotels. And ultimately what we do is we simply supercharge the booking engine for independent hotels to give them a fighting chance to get more direct booking business. We try to shift some of that OTA business from Expedia, Booking.com back to the hotel's own channel. And we do that simply by offering a guest a reward for booking direct. So you are incentivized to book direct with an independent luxury boutique hotel by getting 5% cash back in your pocket. And that's the simplicity of what we do.
Wow. Five. Okay. So at 5% off of whatever you're spending at the hotel, whatever your total hotel spend, or is it just on rooms only?
Yeah, it really depends on the property. Most will just do it on room rate only. So you get 5% total of your room rate. So two nights, three nights, four nights, whatever it is, it's on your room stays primarily. Some larger resorts, Caribbean, Mexico, they do it on the entire folio. Predominantly, most of our hotels just simply stay on the room rate side.
Okay. And from what I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, you can, like, say I didn't want the cash back. Maybe I wanted to put it towards something else. Is there options for me to put it towards something else? Or do I have to take the money?
Yeah. So we've looked at consumer behavior, and it's a great question. But we give our guests really the autonomy to decide what rewards are important to them. You know, one thing that we realize through all of our data and our analysis is that unless you're part of a large ecosystem like a Marriott or like a Hilton, where you have thousands of properties to go spend your points at, for the most part, that doesn't really move the needle on an independent hotel, right? One hotel in one market that you might visit once a year or maybe never again, right? If you're just coming on vacation to that market. So we realize guests themselves had a different need in the independent space. And so we give the guests three simple options. One, hey, if you book direct and complete your stay, you can earn 5% cash back on that stay via PayPal or gift card. Or you could take that 5% and donate it to any charity or cause of your choice in the world. And the third option that's really cool is that we give the hotel guests the ability to triple up their rewards to 15%. And they can use that 15% towards a future stay at any one of our properties worldwide. Wow. We work with 750 plus independent hotels worldwide in over 70 countries worldwide. So it really gives a lot of flexibility to our guests to decide what's important to them. And we facilitate that on behalf of the hotel.
Wow. Very good. Very good. Yeah. When I remember when you first started, has it been over a year yet or a couple years now?
With myself in the guest book?
Yes.
Yeah, I've been there for 3 years, bud.
Has it been? Wow. Wow. I didn't realize it had been 3 years. So you were there in the infancy stages when it first started?
Yeah, pretty early on. Yeah, not right when it came out of the gate. You know, the funny story is I actually discovered the guest book by accident. Okay. I discovered the guest book as a consumer myself. You know, I was making a booking for a hotel in Vegas and one of the properties that Guestbook was working at. And I was enticed in the booking process by this reward. I was very intrigued. As you know, like you mentioned, I've come from the hospitality space and hyper-focused on consumer behavior and book direct initiatives, et cetera, right, on behalf of independent hotels. Mm-hmm. And so they managed to grab my attention with the Guestbook offering at the hotel that I was personally booking at. And so I was very intrigued by it. And I said, hey, you know, I still have quite a few friends in the space that could probably benefit from this technology. So I made the booking. I earned my reward. I got my 5% cash back. It worked just as advertised. So I was so intrigued by it that you know, I reached out to them and I found out more. I connected with the founders because I wanted to bring this technology to hotel friends that I have that are in the industry that can really benefit because they face the same challenges as independent boutique hotels.
Exactly.
But from there, you know, I didn't really choose the company. I chose the founders. So I really love our executive team and our founders and really, really great group of folks. And so I joined them pretty early. Yeah, but not right out of the gate.
Okay. Very good. No, I did not realize it had been 3 years already. Gosh. But I only seen good things because every time you add another hotel, you post this, right? And is that it has to be infectious because I remember when you were like in the hundreds, maybe under 100 hotels. Now you're over 750.
Yeah. Yeah. So when I joined, we were just about 500 hotels. We had some traction there early on. But yeah, we've grown over to 750, working with all the major independent boutique brands, Interstate, Crescent Hotels, Broughton Hotels, Evolution, Pacifica, Charlestown. So, I mean, just any independent hotel operator, we're doing a really great white label solution for Sage Hospitality at the moment, SH Group, which manages One Hotels, and that entire portfolio. And then we've got a really good, you know, basis in the casino world as well. So actually just this week, Stratosphere went live with the guest book as well. So that's huge in Vegas. I've been working with Treasure Island for the last couple of years. Let's see, El Dorado Resorts, which just bought out Caesars. That's another group that's working with us now. So we've got some really good traction with some really, really phenomenal groups and hotels.
Well, now, are you an easy sell for the hotels? I have hotel people that listen to this, right? So is it an easy sell for the hotels? I mean, is it just like a slam dunk? You come in there and say, hey, I'm with the guest book, and this is what we can do for you. And they're like, hey, sign me up.
You know, it's funny because so one of the greatest things I love about the guest book itself and the organization, the company, is that it's been built by hoteliers. So, you know, we're not a tech company that's trying to play in the hotel space. We're hoteliers first. Our founders are hotelier. I'm a hotelier. I mean, I've worked every line level position of the hotel just as much as you have, Russell. And so I speak the language just like you do. You know, I can read a P&L. Our entire team can. You know, we understand what the pain points are for a hotel. And so when we address it with a hotel on what their needs are, it's, you know, I wouldn't even call it a sell. You know, we don't really consider ourselves to be a vendor. Okay. We consider ourselves to be more of a partner with the hotel. Okay. You know, we want to align ourselves with their strategy and help them fill some gaps. And we believe that our technology does do that. We prove that. And we have integrations, you know, with all the top 25 booking engines out there. So all the major players, right? TravelClick, Synexis, Windsurfer, ResTrip, down the list. So our integration is super simple. And when a hotel wants to come on board, you know, we're up and running within like 48 hours.
Wow.
You know, and so, you know, we're very simple. You know, we have no setup fee. We have no monthly fee. It's a really simple structure designed by hoteliers again for hoteliers. And I think that's a real testament to the success of the guest book.
Okay, so there's no fee. It's just basically you want guests to book direct with the hotel. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah, that's correct. So they'll go directly to the hotel's website. They'll be on the hotel's website. They'll be going through discovery. But the reality is, and hoteliers know this, is that, you know, the national average on booking engine conversion on a hotel's website is 3%. So that means if 100 people came to a website and actually looked at rates and dates in the booking engine, only three will make a booking. That means 97 of them don't make a booking, right? And, you know, sometimes hotels will be maybe 4%, 5%, but it's in the single digits predominantly. And so our goal is to increase that conversion. And we're able to demonstrate that for our hotels where we know that we can increase that conversion by about 20%. And so we can do that as long as they're playing within rate parity and all the other things, right? So if they're a higher price than an Expedia, then it's going to be very, very difficult for them to get a direct booking. But if they are playing within the guidelines of, you know, rate and managing rates properly and showing inventory properly, we know that we can increase that conversion. And you're right. There's no setup fee. There's no monthly fee. We're strictly our revenue share model. Okay. We only collect a fee if a guest actually claims the reward. Mm-hmm. And that is really, at the end of the day, what makes guests look so wonderful, in my opinion, is that even though you offer the reward to everyone that visits the website, mm-hmm. only 20% of the guests ultimately claim the reward. 80% do not. Mm-hmm. And the hotel doesn't have to pay on that breakage. So that breakage is huge because, you know, if we're strictly talking about a revenue management practice, Russell, like revenue managers predominantly just discount mm-hmm. to get more business, right? When you've got to meet budget, when you've got to meet that monthly number, sales number, top line rev, you know, discounting is the knee jerk reaction. Well, let's discount 15%. Mm-hmm. Hey, let's discount 20%. You know, the question that we usually go back to revenue managers with is what's your ROI on discounting? Mm-hmm. And it's very hard to measure because you offer a discount as a hotel, as a strategy to everybody. And how do you know who was willing to pay maybe bar rate or regular rate if you're offering a 15% discount to everybody? So there is no breakage at the end of the day. With the guest book, there is breakage because not everybody claims the reward. And that's across all of our, you know, that's the average across all of our hotels. So we see that as a consumer behavior standard across all of our hotels.
That is very interesting. Hey, we're on live with, we're on air with Russell Hotels. Our guest today is Mr. Dave Dougal. He's the director of sales with the guest book. He's explaining the ins and outs of the guest book and how hotels, independent hotels, boutique hotels, if you're not involved in it, you need to get involved with it. You need to get on board. Am I right, Dave?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, those OTAs are not going anywhere, and they're the largest cost of acquisition for a hotel. I mean, they're almost a silent partner with the hotel with the amount of control that they have over the hotel. And, yes. You know, our goal is, again, to assist the hotel. Mm-hmm. We're not a distribution channel. We're not competing with the hotel in any way. We don't buy keywords and compete on Google and try to bring traffic to our site. We're all about direct booking, and all of our stuff goes back to the hotel. You know, we're not a booking engine ourselves, or we're not a CRS ourselves. Like, there's other verticals, other hotel partners that play in that space. We just focus on making the guest very happy and making sure the hotel can maximize on their strategy to get as many direct bookings as possible so they could have that relationship with the guest, so they can have the information of the guest and really just offer a product offering that's unique. That's not just points for a single hotel, that it's not really going to, you know, it's not going to move the needle. Exactly. Our goal is to move the needle.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. So I'm, Joe customer or Russell customer. And, I want to book something. Do I go through the guest book? .com, or do I just go to, I just go through the regular hotel? I mean, just through their site to book it, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. The majority of what we do is directly on the hotel's website. Like, again, that's why I said we integrate onto the booking engine itself. So guests, let me back up a little bit. Hotels are spending a significant amount of money on digital marketing, right? They build out a website. It's beautiful. It's got amazing photos. Mm-hmm. They go out and spend money on search engine marketing. They go out and spend money on meta search. They go out and spend money on TripAdvisor business listings. And the entire emphasis of spending all that money is to drive traffic to the website. Well, traffic's great. And that's a very, very important metric. Mm-hmm. But if those people aren't booking rooms, that website's not making you any money, or not making you the amount of money that you wish to have. And so, yeah, we live directly within the hotel's own website. Now, we had one line of script to the booking engine. We're up and running, like I said, in a very quick amount of turnaround time. Mm-hmm. And we display directly to the consumer while they're shopping real time, and they see the rates. They can see right underneath the rate how much rewards they're going to earn by booking direct.
Okay.
So right there while you're shopping, it basically tells you, like, hey, this rate is $150 a night, or, you know, $200 a night, and you can earn $10 back.
Okay.
You know, every night that you book. So we tell them real time that this is how much cash rewards you can earn.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Thank you for that. Okay. On the show, I kind of just go back and forth on some stuff. So, you know, we're talking to talking about the guest book now, but now I'm gonna ask you some other questions. Okay, so it may be nothing related to the guest book at all, but more about Dave Dugo and how you became. What's your path in hospitality to get to where you are right now?
That's a loaded question, but no, I appreciate it. You know, the funny thing is, Russell, is that I'm a computer nerd by trade.
Okay.
You know, that's what I went to school for. I'm a computer, you know, I sat in a cubicle all day long and programmed when I came out of college, and I didn't really enjoy it at the end of the day. And so I started working during the day in a cubicle, and I started bartending at nighttime as an outlet, as a way to be more social, as a way to connect with humans. And and I fell in love with that. And so, you know, I basically, over the course of my career, you know, went from bar back to bar owner. And I think you mentioned that earlier. So, you know, I just kind of really stayed in that vertical and really loved the hospitality industry. And so, you know, I was very fortunate in my 20s to open and develop from the ground up a bar in downtown LA. I'm a big, big downtown LA advocate. I lived there for 10 years, still own a house in downtown. You know, I love downtown LA. I think it's one of my favorite cities in the world. I live here and I love it. And so I had the privilege of building a bar and be in the industry and got to live out my dream. And then from there, you know, once I started a family and I sold that to my business partner, and he currently runs that business now, but I migrated into the restaurant space because I wanted to learn more about the industry. And so I work with some really large groups, Pink Taco, Daily Grill, just really large groups on their ecosystems to learn more about the restaurant space and understand the ins and outs of that. And after that time, you know, I got a really unique opportunity from a very small family-owned hotel group, hotel management owner developer group. And they were saying, hey, look, we only understand how to operate Marriott and Hilton's, but we're opening up the first boutique hotel in Brooklyn. It seems like your expertise would be well served in that capacity because, you know, we're normally franchisees. We don't really, you know, we love the independent space, but that's not our vertical. And so I was very fortunate. It's a timing thing. And I was very grateful for the opportunity, but I migrated to the hotel space about 11 or 12 years ago and worked with some really large manager groups since then and also consulted for a while, but that's kind of my path. You know, I really love the independent boutique space. Mm-hmm. I love the flexibility. I love the creativity. I love the challenge for helping hotel owners to reposition their small branded hotels, the independent hotels, mm-hmm. you know, coming up with a theme, a concept, executing on what the best systems are and giving that advice. I really thrive in that space. And then again, like I mentioned, I fell into the guest book as a consumer. So, you know, it's been great. And I've been able to leverage the network that I have, the community that I have, the technology that the guest book has, and really just mesh those together to be a part of the team that helps on strategy and biz dev. And so that kind of brings me home to like where I'm at now. I mean, I love the hospitality space. It's always going to be a part of who I am and what I do.
Gotcha.
And just very grateful to be around the same type of people that see that same vision.
So it's in your DNA.
Yeah. I guess you could say that.
Yes. So what are the goals moving forward? Okay. We've been with the guest book 3 years. What are the goals for the guest book at this point? Or can you even share some of those?
We're growing, right? We're growing at a pretty fast pace here. You know, we're onboarding anywhere between 3 to 4 hotels a week that come onto the platform. We've got some really great groups that we're working with, and we keep our ears to the ground to make sure that their needs are not only met, but any initiatives that they're trying to produce or fulfill, that we have the technology to help them with that. We own all of our own technology. Okay. It's not third party. It's not offshore development. All of our technology is here. It's based in Los Angeles. All of our developers are here. So it's great in the fact that we have all this flexibility to help our hotel. So I think we're going to stay the course. We've got some really cool things that are coming in the pipeline in 2020 that are not public just yet, but we've just been very, very good at adapting to our hotel's needs. and giving them solutions that are out of the box that meet their strategy. And I think that's the beauty of the guest book. Cool. It's not a one size fits all. Mm-hmm. Just as you know, not every boutique hotel is a one size fits all.
Exactly, exactly. But I've heard nothing but good things about the guest book, and you know, people that have asked me. In fact, I've referred a couple people to Guestbook that didn't even know that that was even going on. So especially when they don't have loyalty programs and things like that, which is prevalent along most independent or boutique hotels. So I think it fulfills that or fulfills that option for the hotels to get involved in something.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's been a great journey. It's still a continuing journey, but it's been great to see hotels realize that we have this technology that's, you know, at the use for their arsenal, and it's another thing to their toolbox. And so we love just working with our hotels and getting the technology in place and working with them to really drive those direct bookings. And if they want to craft a larger loyalty solution around it, then mm-hmm. we're also there to add bells and whistles to our ecosystem.
Cool. Okay, I'm going to ask you this one last question because we are, you know, running short on time here. And I know you have a flight you need to catch, so I'm going to ask this one question. Now, this has to do with digital marketing, social media, as it relates to the hotel industry or hospitality industry. Okay, do you think, and I'm asking you from a standpoint of being, I know you as a VP of marketing and, you know, and everything has to do with the internet, everything has to do with social media, things like that. I consider you an expert on it. Okay. I don't know if you do, but I do. Okay. So, because every time I always have this issue with hotels, they're not being as involved or trying to stay as relevant as they should be on social media. What do you think about that? Do you think we as a hotel community are doing the best we could be doing as it relates to digital marketing, social media, and things like that?
It's a great question, Russell. And, you know, what I would say is the premise of your question is predominantly based on the quantity of activity. And I actually think that's a disservice to that methodology. I believe it's the quality, because sometimes, I would say more often than not, hotels that the hospitality groups that are posting, whether it's done through an agency or themselves or someone on their team, it's not authentic. And I think that's where things fail pretty quickly. As these groups are crafting strategies for them to be active, active doesn't mean running in place. Active means being genuine and authentic in what you're posting and making sure that it actually resonates with someone. Mm-hmm. Look, we drive by billboards all day long on the highways and the streets. Some capture your eye, some don't, right? Mm-hmm. And I think the ones that are different, out of the box, the ones that seem to be authentic and speak the same narrative as you or speak in the same language as you, you know, some people lean on funny, some people lean on informative. But I think the failure point from my perception is when hotel groups or hotels are not authentic, you know, and especially in the independent space, Russell, and you know this better than anybody else, like guests will call you out on that, mm-hmm. right? Like if they feel like you're not being authentic or you broadcasted a story that's not real, and we've seen this, right? Hotels have beautiful pictures yes. of these rooms, but only three of the rooms have been renovated, but the other 77 haven't.
Exactly.
You know, and you get to the hotel and it's like, hey, that's not what I saw in the picture.
Yes.
You know, guests are humans, you know? And so I think some people take social media to the premise of your question and almost like add a robotic feel to it. Mm-hmm. And I think that is the disservice. At the end of the day, as far as the strategy is concerned.
Okay. All right. I like that. I'll take that.
Well, that's all I got, Russell, so you better take it.
All right, Dave. Well, I do appreciate you being on. I know, like I said, I know you have a flight to catch. Where are you on your way to?
I'm heading up to San Francisco. Got a couple of meetings up in the Bay Area with some great hotel partners. So right. Heading up there for a couple of days to go have those meetings. But before I sign off, Russell, thank you, bud. Thanks for being an advocate for hotels. Thank you for the work that you do and the platform that you provided myself and other great speakers in the past as I continue to listen to your show. So thank you, buddy. I mean, you're doing some great work, and anywhere I can do or anything I can do to help you, you know, you got my number.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I do have your number. So thank you so much. And I appreciate you even, you know, responding to my texts and things like that. I mean, and in a timely manner too. So I appreciate, you know, you doing that for me. And like I said, I've learned a lot from you over the past, and I do appreciate that. I do appreciate you for just teaching me and being willing to, you know, to teach me. When you first started with Broughton years ago, I just remember, I'm not going to share this, but I just remember that my first encounter with you. It wasn't a good encounter, and I think you did that specifically, but that's okay. But I knew I would learn from you because you just had a wealth of experience and a wealth of knowledge that a lot of hotel people, your typical hotel person, does not have, because we have to turn the table on, you know, like we talked about social media, on things like that and being relevant. And like you said, telling a true story instead of just throwing crap out there. So, I mean, those are things I learned from you, and I do appreciate that.
Appreciate you, bud.
All right. Well, anyway, you take care, and we thank you again. And for everyone that's just now tuning in, you need to go back and listen to it. But I'm going to put in the show notes, I'm going to put your the guest book, theguestbook.com. I'll put your information as well, like your email address and things like that, if that's okay, Dave.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Sounds great, buddy. I appreciate the help. Thank you.
Thanks again. All right. So you take care. Once again, that was Dave Dugo with the guest book. He's the director of sales and marketing for them. So if hotels, if you're interested in the guest book, like I said, I'll put all the notes as far as contact information, things like that on my site, as well as LA Talk Radio. You can go to there and it'll have a description of the show and things like that. So that's it. Dave, you have a great day. Safe travels to you. That's it for the show today. I do appreciate everyone tuning in or watching on Facebook Live. I do appreciate that. You guys have a great day, great week, and I will see you next Tuesday. Take care now.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.